Av launches Shield. After its post, Mortem reveals a $73,000 pool absorbed a $50 million order. 4 days after a single swap vaporized $50.4 million on its interface, Av has published a postmortem and announced a new safety feature called Av Shield. The feature will auto-block any swap with a price impact exceeding 25%, requiring users to manually navigate to settings and disable it before proceeding with high-risk trades. As of March 16, 2026, the affected user has not contacted the Aave team. A $73,000 pool, a $50 million order. The postmortem confirms what on-chain data already suggested. The March 12 trade was catastrophically mismatched. A user attempted to swap 50,432.68 AETHUSDT, approximately $50.4 million, for AETHEV through the CoW swap-powered widget embedded in Aave's interface. The order routed through a multi-hop path. AETHUSDT was unwrapped to USDT via Aave V3, moved through a Uniswap pool for wrapped Ether, then directed into a SushiSwap AAVGWETH pool. That SushiSwap pool held roughly $73,000 in total liquidity. The result was a 99.9% price impact. The user received 327 AAV tokens worth approximately $36,000 from a $50.4 million input. Aave engineer Martin Grabina noted that the trade quote already showed $50 million in USDT would return fewer than $140 AVE tokens before the user confirmed. The interface displayed an explicit slippage warning with a required confirmation checkbox. The user checked the box and submitted. Two postmortems, two different stories, Aave and CoW Swap, published their analyses on the same day, but reached different conclusions. Aave's version is straightforward. The core issue was insufficient market liquidity, not slippage. The protocol itself was never at risk because the exchange occurred through a third-party swap widget. Aave frames this as a user decision made after adequate warnings. CoW Swap's version is more complicated. Their postmortem identifies a chain of compounding infrastructure failures. A stale gas ceiling in the quote verification system rejected better-priced quotes. The highest-performing solver won two auctions but failed to execute either on-chain. And evidence suggests the transaction may have leaked from a private mempool, exposing it to frontrunners before settlement. The distinction matters. Aave's framing puts the weight on user responsibility and market conditions. CoW Swap's framing suggests the execution infrastructure itself broke down at multiple points, and the user's $50 million may not have needed to root through a $73,000 pool at all if the system had functioned correctly. MEV bots captured $44 million. Regardless of who is right about root cause, the extraction numbers are clear. Two MEV operations captured the majority of the lost funds. Titan Builder Sandwich attacked the transaction, purchasing AAVE ahead of the order, letting it execute at inflated prices, then selling into the spike. That operation extracted approximately $34 million. A second MEV bot captured close to $10 million through similar mechanics. The remaining funds went to SushiSwap liquidity providers as compensation for supplying tokens at increasingly inflated prices. The transaction generated $110,368 in swap fees at a 25 basis point rate. Those fees are being held pending verification and may be refunded. Though Aave's postmortem notes the refund is contingent on the user contacting them, which has not happened. What Aave Shield actually does, Aave Shield is the protocol's direct response. The feature creates what Aave calls a high friction guardrail. Any swap with price impact exceeding 25% is blocked by default. Users who want to override the protection cannot simply click through a warning. They must navigate to the settings menu, find the Aave Shield toggle, and intentionally disable it before returning to execute the trade. This is a meaningful design choice. The original interface already had a warning and a confirmation checkbox, and the user clicked through both. Aave Shield replaces the inline warning with a multi-step opt-out process, betting that physical separation between the warning and the action will prevent impulsive confirmations. The 25% threshold is aggressive. Most DEX aggregators consider anything above 1 to 3% price impact worthy of a warning. Blocking at 25% means Aave Shield only catches extreme cases, not the moderate slippage that erodes returns on mid-sized trades. Whether that threshold tightens over time will likely depend on governance. DeFi's guardrail problem. The incident raises a question DeFi protocols have avoided for years. How much should permissionless systems protect users from themselves? Aave's answer is careful. Shield maintains permissionless access. No trade is permanently blocked. The friction is procedural, not prohibitive. But the fact that a protocol needed to add a feature specifically designed to make users work harder to lose money suggests that interface-level warnings alone are not enough for the scale of capital now moving through DeFi interfaces. Deeper decentralized venues processed similar-sized flows with less than 1% slippage during the same period. The routing failure, whether caused by illiquid markets or broken infrastructure, directed $50 million into a pool that could not absorb it. Shield prevents users from confirming catastrophic quotes, but it does not fix the routing layer that generated those quotes in the first place. With BTC at $72,561 and ETH at $21,070, as of March 16, 2026, the broader market continues its recovery, ETH up 3.8% in 24 hours, BTC up 2.1%. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 36, still in fear territory. The Aave incident, while contained to a single user, remains one of the largest single transaction losses in DeFi history.